A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Delcarpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
And good morning. It is 8:04 Mid-Columbia Today on a Thursday, the 20th of November. We're just 1 week away from Thanksgiving. So the clock ticking to get your dinner plans all taken care of. Here's what we're doing today. Karen Long's with us, Mid-Columbia Housing Authority Executive Director. We're going to talk about what they've been up to lately, so the projects they've got going on right now, because we have not had them on for a little while. Actually, first time we've had Karen on, dating back to, of course, when Joel Madsen was the Executive Director. We had Joel on quite a bit. And we are going to have Karen on this morning, find out what's going on with the Mid-Columbia Housing Authority and the Columbia Cascade Housing Corporation, the Columbia Gorge Housing Authority. If you get confused on those, don't worry. A lot of people do. Second half of the show, we're supposed to talk with someone from Columbia Gorge Community College. Not quite sure who we're going to get, though. But we'll find out, hopefully. Anyway, here's what we've got to tell you about first, as we always do, what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. This day in 1910, Francisco Madero led a revolt against Mexican President Porfirio Diaz, marking the beginning of the decade-long Mexican Revolution. 1945, 22 former Nazi officials went on trial before an international war crimes tribunal in Nuremberg, Germany. 1947, Britain's future queen, Princess Elizabeth, married Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh at Westminster Abbey. 1969, Native American activists began an occupation of Alcatraz Island that would last 19 months before they were forcibly removed by federal authorities. 1982, college football fans will remember this. The University of California defeated Stanford by scoring a touchdown on a lateral field kickoff return in the last play of the game, despite the Stanford marching band entering the field of play, thinking Stanford had already won. In college football lore, the bizarre finish is often referred to simply as the play. And if you are not old enough to remember this, have not seen it, you really owe it to yourself to go find it on social media, because it is wild. 1992, fire seriously damaged Windsor Castle, the favorite weekend home of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. And in 2003, record producer Phil Spector was charged with murder in the shooting death of an actor, Lana Clarkson, at his home in Alhambra, California. Spector's first trial ended with a hung jury in 2007. He was convicted of second-degree murder in 2009. We've got a lot of days today. It is beautiful day today, which is actually meant just for us to take time to notice the beauty that is all around us, and that is easy to do, you would think, around here in the Columbia River Gorge. It's Future Teachers of America Day today, so we celebrate them. It is Globally Organized Hug a Runner Day today, which, by the way, the initials Go Hard. That's what it was, a group of runners that put this together. And we don't recommend just run around hugging runners, by the way. Probably shouldn't do that. Great American Smokeouts today. I mean, a lot of people may not remember this because it used to be a much bigger deal. Of course, now we've got fewer and fewer people smoking, but there are still those out there that need help with quitting smoking, so this is a good day to do it. It's Name Your PC Day today, for some reason. I'm not sure I can repeat some of the names that people have given their computers these days. It is National Absurdity Day today, for some reason. I fear we live this every day around here. It's National Rural Health Day today. It is, and this is a good idea, Use Less Stuff Day today. Think about what you've got, and maybe you can use less of it. It's World Children's Day today. World Pancreatic Cancer Day today. Of course, shedding light on that, a terrible disease. And it's World Philosophy Day today. Finally, for food, we've only got one item, but this is a good one, even though it may not be the healthiest thing for you. It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day today. That's some good stuff as we head toward the holiday season. You know, a lot of folks, holiday cookies and candy, starting to think about that. But there it is for what it's worth, which may not be a whole lot. 8:09 in the morning when we come back and talk Mid-Columbia Housing Authority with Karen Long right after this.
Get huge Black Friday savings on Nokian Tires, Nexen, Hankook, Toyo, and Falcon Tires. Hills Point S Tire and Auto's biggest sale is back. It's the Black Friday Burnout Event. From November 24th through December 1st, buy any three Nokian Tires, Nexen, Hankook, Toyo, and Falcon Tires and get one free. That's right, buy three and get one free. Visit us in the Dalles and Hood River or buy tires online at gillspointstire.com.
No stress with Point S.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
When you're in the military, you reach a point in your career where you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to retire from the military, and we found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. The process is, I would say, fairly easy. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that seriously look at the VA home loan program. It has been transformational to my family because we were wanting to look for a home here in the DC area that we could settle down in.
Home for me is family. It's a place where you know your neighborhood, you know your neighbors. It's not just a house, it's really what's around that makes it home.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
It is 8:11 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today, and we're joined by Karen Long from the various agencies I mentioned before the break. I say new executive director. It's been, about a year or so, somewhere in there?
It has been a year, yeah.
Already been a year, but Karen, thanks for joining us, and I've joked about this with your predecessor, Joel Madsen, for a long time when he would come on. And Mid-Columbia Housing Authority, Columbia Gorge Housing Authority, Columbia Cascade Housing Corporation.
Yes.
Explain for people kind of the differences there, because the title of your organization depends on what you're doing and where you're doing it at the time.
That's right. So we operate two housing authorities because we serve Hood River, Wasco, Sherman, Klickitat, and Skamania County. The federal government designates housing authorities by state. So we have Mid-Columbia Housing Authority that serves Oregon and Columbia Gorge Housing Authority that serves Washington.
And then you've got the Columbia Cascade Housing Corporation, and that's kind of, it's not an umbrella organization, but it's kind of your business side, isn't it?
It is our development side.
Right.
So it is the it's a 501c3 nonprofit that owns and builds and preserves affordable housing apartment communities.
You've been kind of undergoing some transition, it sounds like, in the last year or two.
We have, yeah. We've welcomed a ton of new staff. We have a lot of new leadership, but we're just excited to continue to build our staff. We also have a lot of long-tenured staff that are still with us.
I think you've been with them for, 13 years or so, I see?
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years.
Yes.
I did see that one position that you're adding new, Director of Real Estate Development, or you have added, I shouldn't say you're adding it. Sounded like that was a fairly new position.
It is a brand new position. We hired someone about 6 months ago. We've never had someone solely focused on development before, and so we were really excited to add this position to help expand our work to build more units.
Now, adding a position like that, is that an indication of just changes in how you try to go about helping fill some of that major housing needs in this area? Are we seeing changes in how it can be done?
I think it was just a restructuring of how we operate internally, but it is also a result of, we have two developments that are, one is under construction and one will start next summer. Mm-hmm. And so it's just showing that we're doing more on the development side.
One of those developments is, for, and those who live in the area of where this broadcast is coming from are probably familiar with it because you've probably driven by it time and time again. Mariposa Village off of Rand Road in Hood River, which, of course, was a much ballyhooed project. You know, we can see stuff going on, but you can't always see back there from Rand Road when you're driving by. Where's the how is the progress on that? Where are you guys at?
Construction is on schedule, so it's going to be a phased completion. Mm-hmm. Buildings 1, 2, and 3 will be complete in July of 2026, and buildings 4, 5, and 6 will be complete in January of 2027.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really large-scale project. If I remember, I want to say 130 units. I can't remember the exact number.
Yeah, it's 130 units.
130 units, and I think this was targeted, was it 60% and below AMI?
Yes.
Area median income.
Yeah.
I acronymed everybody there. Are you at the point yet where you take applications at this stage?
We're not quite there yet. It'll probably be about 6 months before people can start moving in. So I would guess around January of 2026.
Mm-hmm. But so that is progressing as planned.
It is.
You also just got some funding here just a few months ago. I remember writing about it. Over in the Dalles, Chenoweth Loop area. What's planned there?
We are also developing a 76-unit development over on Chenoweth Loop Road. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 56 family units and 20 units reserved for veterans. Mm-hmm. And so that project will close on financing and start construction in the late summer of 2026.
So what right now is the target date for completing that?
It will be about an 18-month construction period.
So looking at 2028, somewhere in there, if no delays and all the other caveats you put into that.
Right.
What's the target group for this particular project?
It's also similar to Mariposa Village. So the rents are going to be set at rates that are affordable to households that earn 60% of area median income.
Mm-hmm. You also are working on, and this has been a little more, maybe not on hold is the right term, but it's slow going. An assisted living facility in Clickitat County, and one of your board members used to be on the show a lot, Dave Sauter, when he was Clickitat County Commission Chair. I know that this was a project he was really pushing for. It was based off one in Skamania County, actually. Where is that at?
We have started to revive the project. We started looking at it again with our new staff. We have applied for funding through the state of Washington Department of Commerce, and we should find out about that funding in January of 2026, whether or not we received it. We've also restarted conversations with USDA Rural Development on whether we are able to qualify for a community facilities loan, and we actually received an email this week that sounded promising. So we're not quite there yet to say that it's going to happen, but we're definitely working on it.
What is right now the picture for acquiring funds for projects at the federal and state level at this time? We hear about upheaval from both sectors, state budgets and bad revenue forecasts. They got better yesterday. Federal level, we could go through a litany of things here. What right now is the prospects for getting funding for projects like we're talking about?
I think we're lucky that we live in the Northwest, where the states of Oregon and Washington recognize the importance of needing to develop more housing, and both states prioritize funding for housing in their budgets.
Mm-hmm. Also, in Carson, you're working with, I assume it's a separate group that's the land trust there, right? Or am I wrong here?
It's still our organization.
Oh, okay, it's still within you guys.
Yes.
But you've got some acreage, it sounds like, to build some housing in the Carson area, too.
We do. We've also submitted funding to the state of Washington to get some infrastructure put in there. Mm-hmm. And we have a 14-home development planned there in Carson that will be a community land trust model where the nonprofit owns the land and the home buyer is buying the structure or the home built on the land, so it keeps the home more affordable.
Of course, we've also got the Big River Community Land Trust here in the Hood River area, and they're probably going to be throughout the region here as time goes on. Are we going to see these land trusts play a bigger and bigger role in the solutions we try to find?
Yeah, I think it's a creative solution in order to make homeownership affordable to lower income households. I mean, we're seeing that homes all across the gorge are, you know, the prices keep going up and up, and it just makes it harder for working people to afford a home or to even get a foot in the door to purchase a home. Mm-hmm. So the homes that we're targeting, the prices will be, you know, you can't quote me on this because we don't know the final numbers.
The market will change by the time it gets there.
Right, but it'll be more in the 250,000, 300,000 range. Mm-hmm. So that's more affordable to people who make about 80% of area median income.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with what property values are in the Carson area. I mean, admittedly, I'm way too familiar in this area, in the Hood River area, right, the White Salmon area, and the Dalles area too. How much the areas I just mentioned are skyrocketing land values. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it, no matter the economic situation, it doesn't seem to change.
Right.
How does the high cost of land impact what you're able to do?
It makes it harder for us to find land that we can build more housing on. We really rely on public lands that are available. So publicly owned, meaning the city or the county owns the land. We're always looking for more land. I bet the director of real estate development, Sergio Garcia, and I probably in the last month have had 3 or 4 conversations trying to just find land that's available that would be something that would not make the price of our project just be too much that it's not feasible.
Yeah. You mentioned with land trust, now you're into the home ownership end of this, and you guys have a lot of home ownership programs that you target to really varied income levels, don't you?
Yeah, we have, CCHC has the Housing Resource Center, kind of with a program within us. We have first-time home buyer education. We do one-on-one counseling. We do foreclosure prevention counseling. We have some down payment assistance, although that is one of the areas the funding has been cut. So that's to be determined for the future. And then we're trying to get into the community land trust model. Carson is our first project, but we also have land available to us in White Salmon and in the Dalles.
I take it also, I mean, like I mentioned Big River. I mean, do you also, even though it may not be your land, do you try to help them with anything? Or another land trust that may come up here, I suspect there's going to be more of this.
Yeah, we've talked to them, and I think it would be really awesome if we're able to do a collaborative project. They're targeting a different income level than we do, but I think it would be really cool if we could bring our resources together and kind of have a mixed income community.
Yeah, this discussion occurred at the Hood River City Council level here about a week or two ago with they were making some changes to where they do SDC waivers. And they discussed, you know, and they eventually put it 120% of area median income because the city of Hood River probably has the most acute problem of every place. And I'm not denigrating any other area, but it seems to be the hardest part of this.
Yeah.
I think there are people who are wondering, I'm in there. What's out there? Are there options to spark that, you know, 100 to 150% area that we seem to be lacking with AMI? Because I know that's where governmental funding options go away, don't they?
That's right. Yeah, the government funding is limited to 80% of area median income, so that's what we focus on.
This gets to where, you know, you have to talk about the home ownership assistance with people. You know, I know that this is a little higher than you guys target. But what is considered today necessary to buy a house around in areas like the Columbia Gorge? I mean, I look at the prices today and I go, I mean, I'm lucky I bought a house in the late 90s.
Right.
My wife and I. It's like, I'm not sure where we would have gone, and we have good jobs,
right?
Is anybody comfortable buying a house these days around here?
Yeah, I think that's a big issue, and we hear that a lot from employers who are having a hard time attracting employees at all income levels. So it's definitely not just an issue for lower income households; it's an issue across all income levels.
Where do you guys see as maybe the next opportunities? You mentioned you're looking for land. We just went over the problem, of course, is high prices. But is there, are there opportunities that you see out there for more, be it land trust or other projects like Mariposa Village? Do you see opportunities out there?
We do. We're always looking for, we know that the need is great, and we know that across, you know, we need more apartments in the area. We know that we need more home ownership options for people, and so we're always working to find our next project.
Again, Mariposa Village, it sounds like July is the target date.
It is.
And you said this is phased. How much July, how much of the project do you expect in July?
Three, so there are six buildings. So
right.
Three
that's
the buildings.
Right, three. So about half the units.
About half.
65 or so. I know there's varied sizes, so this is a very inexact number.
Yeah.
But so that's, it's 60 to 70, I guess, at the first go around.
And yeah, about that.
Similar number. When was the target for the second phase?
January of 2027.
Okay, so not that far behind, really.
Yeah, about 6 months.
So yeah, you know, so yeah, that's almost not phased at that point.
Right, right.
Which I guess was the point to try to get this taken care of.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're not taking applications yet.
Right.
But do you get inquiries already?
We do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone can contact our office and we can put you on an interest list, and once we open applications, we'll let everyone know.
Actually, as we're wrapping this up here, we're nearing the bottom of the hour. For those who are interested, not just in that, but you know, especially the home ownership aids that you have available and the classes, where should people go for information?
You can visit our website, ColumbiaCascadeHousingCorp.org, or you can call our office.
All right. So, and you have office in the Dalles. Are you in the Dalles or in Hood River? Don't know which
our
one.
Our administrative office is in the Dalles.
Okay. So you can call in the Dalles. 296-5462 is the number. Actually, 541, of course. But they also have a toll-free number, 888-356-8919 is available as well. Karen Long is Executive Director of Columbia Housing Authority, Columbia Gorge Housing Authority, Columbia Cascade Housing Corporation. That's it. it can get confusing sometimes for people.
It's a lot of words.
Karen, thanks for doing that. Appreciate it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And it is 8:28 in the morning. We'll come back, take a check of the news after this.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping.
Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s. You splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. The new center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too, for my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and 4 eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits ending balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement. 256 gigabytes. $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Miko. Get ahead of the holiday rush this year at Hood River Hobbies. These days, hobbies are a great gift everyone at any age will enjoy. And now you can beat the holiday lines and get the best selection from RC models, board games, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, disc golf, and outdoor games and toys of all kinds. Shop early at family-owned Hood River Hobbies in downtown Hood River.
The hobby store with so much more. Hood River Hobbies.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
Hey, It is now 8:29 in the morning on Mid-Columbia today as we'll take a check of the news. Hood River County Commission decided to move forward with seeking reimbursement of $120,000 from an Association of Oregon Counties, Oregon Judicial Department Task Force, and 100% of the cost of other design work for replacement of the county courthouse, while at the same time seeking changes to state policies to make it more affordable for small counties to build what is required for modern courthouses. After learning from a county task force working on the project that, as it stands now, it would take a 30-year bond measure with a property tax rate of $1.80 per thousand of assessed value to cover the local cost of a new courthouse. The commission felt that was not a realistic ask of the citizenry. County Administrator Allison Williams said they will continue with trying to push the statewide conversation about how courthouses are paid for. The county will also be putting together an estimated $1 million request to the state for critical infrastructure needs at the current courthouse. The White Sand Valley School District Board on Wednesday approved a resolution to put a bond measure on the February 10th ballot to build a K-12 campus on the current location of Hinkle Middle School, Stevenson Intermediate School, and Columbia High School. The campus was a recommendation of Facilities Planning Committee as it looked at options for replacing the aging Whitson Elementary School. District Superintendent Rich Polkinghorne says the bond measure will have a property tax rate of $1.66 per thousand of assessed property value over 20 years. The district board also approved a resolution to place on the same ballot a renewal of its three-year educational programs and operations levy, an estimated rate of $1.60 per thousand of assessed value. The latest state revenue forecast presented to Oregon's Legislative Revenue Committees on Wednesday has shrunk a $373 million budget deficit for the current two-year budget cycle down to $63 million. State economists Carl Riccadonna and Michael Kennedy say that's in large part because the state in recent weeks received adjusted corporate income tax receipts from several large Oregon corporations, and a few other state revenue sources have seen modest improvements in recent months. The Oregon Capital Chronicle reports collectively these streams have brought in an additional $309.5 million since the state's last revenue forecast in August, when a $472 million budget surplus turned into a $373 million deficit following the passage of the federal GOP tax and spending megabill during the summer. Kennedy made clear getting more money than expected from adjusted corporate income taxes, taxes collected in previous years, says nothing about the health of the economy or its relationship to corporate profits. The state's budget outlook will change over the course of six more revenue forecasts before the next biennium beginning in July 2027. But Riccadonna said he expects a moderate pickup in the economy in 2026 due to the Federal Reserve likely continuing to lower interest rates. Washington State budget writers got a mild dose of good news on Tuesday, but are still looking at a strained balance sheet. Revenue projections show collections up to $105 million for the current two-year state budget compared to the last forecast in September. That amounts to a 0.1% increase, a change from previous reports showing precipitous drops. House Democrats chief budget writer Tim Ormsby called the forecast a little welcome relief. In the late September forecast, anticipated collections had slid over $500 million. Since Governor Bob Ferguson signed off on the new two-year budget in May, Tuesday's projections inched the state back toward even. Tuesday's forecast, the last one before lawmakers return to Olympia on January 12th for a 60-day legislative session where they'll adjust the budget. Now Governor Bob Ferguson will be releasing a budget plan before Christmas with his proposed tweaks of the two-year $77.8 billion framework lawmakers passed this year. Weather forecast, well, it's supposed to get sunny as the day goes on along here. Maybe brightening up just a little bit outside right now. High temperatures should be right around 50. Currently 42 in Stevenson, 41 in the Dalles and Hood River. It is 8:33 in the morning, and more in Mid-Columbia today right after this.
The savings continue with our latest mailer at Cascade Farm and Outdoor. Pick up a copy in-store today. Cascade Feed 50-pound layer pellets are just $12.99. Get a King Cooker turkey fryer for $69.99. Tingley Pilot G2 rubber knee boots are on sale for $19.99 each. And Cascade Outdoor 12x24 tarps are also $19.99. Plus, Canaday and Natural Balance dog food is on sale too. Store-wide savings continue at Cascade Farm and Outdoor.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed.
This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A, absent.
Julio M, absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like food, transportation, and healthcare.
Olivia H, absent.
Preston L, absent.
But site coordinators from communities and schools connect kids to the resources they need so they show up prepared and ready to learn.
Jacob O,
present.
Visit communitiesandschools.org. Being present matters.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bicoastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And welcome back. It's 8:35 in the morning. I'd hope to talk Columbia Gorge Community College right now, but it doesn't appear I'm going to get to. I just saw I got an email from the folks that are at Visit Hood River as they push to make Hood River busy over the holidays. And here's the only reason I'm bringing this up. You ask the question, why choose Hood River for the holidays? And it says, because the Hallmark Channel hasn't discovered it yet. But you can. I use that only to set up what I'm going to bring up here. This guy saw this on a promo on a TV channel that wasn't the Hallmark Channel, because I don't watch the Hallmark Channel. Because it just isn't targeted to me, not shockingly. But it was a promo for Hallmark. It's become almost a cliche with they make these Christmas movies. You know, they're pretty formulaic. Woman comes back or man comes back, one or the other, to the community after being successful or some heartbreak elsewhere. Come back around the holiday season and they meet each other up. You know, but they were friends and boyfriend and girlfriend when they were in high school. They spread up. Floated apart and they came back together, and it's this warm fuzzy story, I guess. They're not all exactly like that, but they're darn close. But what caught my eye on this one, I'm just going, are we running out of ideas here? It was, I forget what the title was, but the subtitle was A Buffalo Bills Love Story, as in the football team. There was even a picture at the, because I looked up and had the picture of the stadium where the Buffalo Bills play. I'm very familiar with that. That they're about to tear down because they're building a new one. So this stadium is going away soon. But that's neither here nor there. But my thought was, who thought of this? It never occurred to me to brand my holiday movie made for cable / streaming movie with an NFL brand. And then why would you pick the Buffalo Bills of all teams? The Bills are kind of popular. I know a Hood River City councilor who thinks the Buffalo Bills are terrific because he lived there. He grew up there. I won't mention the Buffalo Sabres because I'm nice. And it's also very painful for him. I understand after 14 non-playoff years, I don't want to rub that in. But I would have thought if you were going to pick a football, you would pick like a Dallas Cowboys or Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, Green Bay Packers would have been a really good one. I guess Buffalo is just because when we think Buffalo, we think snow. We think miserable weather on the Great Lakes. Then my other thought was, do the people who watch Hallmark movies, how much crossover is there with NFL fans? It just struck me as the strangest thing. I admit it was odd. I maybe I'm jealous because I didn't think of it first. Possibility. I'm sure the formula of the movie is just like every other one that they produce every year. And if you enjoy them, I'm not trying to make fun of that. I'm just pointing out the strangeness of combining the Hallmark holiday movie with the National Football League. That's, which is not exactly known as a touchy-feely organization, by the way. They do provide a lot of football on Christmas, though, and Thanksgiving, and every other day of the week, as they try to, you know, they try to have a game, try to make a couple games available for a streamer to buy for unbelievable amounts of money. On the thought of the people will then, for the streamer, well, now they'll subscribe to us to see these one or two games. I don't know if that's real. In fact, I know it's not realistic because I don't do it. I assume they're playing the Christmas games on Netflix again. No idea. I assume Peacock will have an exclusive playoff game again in the first round. That's probably the one that annoys people the most. But yeah, of course, you have Prime Video on Thursday nights. They play every Thursday night a game. Forget the health and welfare of your players in this incredibly violent sport. When you get to the professional level, it's violent. There's no other way around it. And then they wonder why, when you only give them 3 days rest, why the games really aren't that good, usually. Boy, they have one of the, I have to flip by for a little while. I try not to watch, Thursday Night Football on principle. I just don't think we should be doing this on a regular basis. Thanksgiving Day is fine. There's a tradition there. I get that. And with buys, you can schedule where the teams are all on Thanksgiving. Heck, you can have them come off a bye week the week before, and they have a natural break to be able to prepare for that or that midweek game. But it was the Broncos. My wife likes to watch the Broncos because of Bo Nix, quarterbacking. You know, the former Oregon quarterback's doing fairly well. And it was the Raiders, and it was just a horrible football game, terribly played. And that has been the problem with that package for a long time, is the games are not particularly well played for the most part, especially as you get deeper into the season. But yeah, but it is interesting to see how that has grown and spread out. But what jumped out at me, though, was that Hallmark movie. I just was, I'm pretty sure it was Hallmark Channel. So I should look this up. I can tell you a little bit more about it here. It is one of the odd things I've ever seen on television. And that, I've been around for close to 60 years now. That's a pretty big deal. Yeah. Holiday touchdown, a Bills love story. The overview is sparks fly between two lifelong Buffalo Bills fans as they try to discover the identity of a mysterious Christmas time gift giver. Which fits in the usual Hallmark movie tradition of it. The IMDb site, which is kind of the internet movie site. The movie centers around the Quins and DeLucas, who live next to each other and are proud members of Bill's Mafia, rooted in their friendship. Which, by the way, that's what Bill's, the hardcore Bills fans, the Bill's Mafia. What a lovely name, by the way, to come up with. They've lived next door to each other for decades in the shadow of Highmark Stadium, which is the latest name for the stadium, home of their beloved Buffalo Bills. Yes. So anyway, and then it goes into the love story between a pediatric doctor of one family and the Bills' VP of stadium development, and they've always been close friends, and one's had a torch for the other, blah, 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 blah. And now you're into the Hallmark story. So there it is. There was apparently one last year. Or recently, a movie from the Kansas that involved the Kansas City Chiefs from Hallmark that is loosely based on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, which I know way more than I want to know about. Even though I was not one of those people that was objecting them showing Taylor Swift on television every time, you know, a lot, because my theory was, even though I really didn't need to see her either, but I certainly prefer that to the shots that they give us of the owner of the team sitting in his luxury box. I'd rather see Taylor Swift, okay? So if that means I see less of the ownership of the Chiefs and the other team's rich owner, I'm good with it. I am absolutely fine with it as a football fan. Anyway, just silliness I looked up here because the guest didn't show. 844, I'll come back and we'll take this break early and we'll mention some things going on in the area because that's always a good thing for us to do. And we will continue along after this.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-578-3203. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-578-3203. That's 800-578-3203. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Voted best in the Gorge, A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home comfortable year-round. Hi, I'm Kimberly, and whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, our expert team is here when you need us most. From repairs and installations to our exclusive monitoring and plumbing memberships, we help prevent problems before they start. Our customers trust us for fast service, honest advice, and quality work every time. Experience why we've earned your votes in Best of the Gorge. Check out our article in the Best of the Gorge magazine. Call A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air today. CCB number 203004. Your comfort starts here.
Hey, it's Angela from Cedar Creek Alpacas. We love this time of year. It means baby alpacas. Come meet the newest, cutest members of the herd, stroll the pastures, and stop by the alpaca shop to see what's new. Got family visiting? Bring them out and experience why we were voted best of the gorge for attraction and family entertainment. Cedar Creek Alpacas is a great place for holiday shopping. We have gifts for everyone, from 1 to 100. It's fun, it's fluffy, and it's all waiting for you at Cedar Creek Alpacas, just 15 minutes west of the Hood River Bridge in Cook, Washington.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today Guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And welcome back. I just heard this mentioned, so we will mention the Best of the Gorge magazine is available. You can go check it out. Find it wherever you get those free magazines, like front of shopping locations, things like that. You can pick one up and help you make some decisions, probably. Because you do want the best when you're getting goods and services. And you also go to bestofthegorge.com. It's your free comprehensive guide to the gorge. And it's available in a lot of different places and doesn't cost you anything to pick up. You just got to grab it. That's it. 8:47 in the morning. I'm in Columbia today. I did have a thought, by the way. I hate to belabor this, but I'm just so intrigued by this thought. With this Hallmark movie, A Bill's Love Story. And apparently they did kind of one loosely based on the Kansas City Chiefs. Are we going to do this for all 32 of the NFL teams? Is this what we're looking at here? A series of Hallmark movies branded for NFL with the NFL? Because there are going to be some franchises, this is not going to be an easy sell. A Jacksonville Jaguars love story. Think about that for a second. Carolina Panthers love story. Oh, a New York Jets love story. That could be really depressing. Might not be. Maybe don't necessarily have to be love stories. Yeah. The New York Jets, just an unbelievably tragic event. Something like that. I better stop. I really should stop here. There's a better film thing to go watch here tonight. The third Origin Film Festival, the Hood River Middle School Auditorium. Doors open at 6. Film start at 6:30. Admission $10 donation to a much better cause than the NFL. The Hood River Valley Parks Recreation Ski and Snowboard Bus Scholarships. You'll help local kids. For many of them, it's their only way to get up onto the mountain. And they get exposed to winter sports and activities. It's good. It's healthy. So again, tonight, Hood River Middle School Auditorium. You can enjoy some winter films and help out that program, which is very worthy of your support. Also, One Community Health Patient Care Advocates, free support to help enroll for health coverage to the Oregon and Washington Marketplace, 11 to 2 And that will be today at Skyline Hospital in White Salmon. And they'll do it again in December in Hood River in the Dalles. The Sense of Place pop-up event, American Wool, Regenerative Agriculture, and the Future of an Industry with Jeannie Carver of Imperial Stock Ranch. That's at the Columbia Gorge Discovery Center tonight. Doors open at 5, show at 6, tickets at senseofplacegorge.org. And also this evening, Gorge Speakeasy, they're presenting the Gorge Dating Show. I don't know. Actually, Jim Lang can't be there. He's no longer with us. Again, if you're old enough to remember, Jim Lang was the host of The Dating Game, was a very famous disc jockey in San Francisco and Los Angeles. But anyway, they've got The Dating Game going. I guess it's The Dating Game. 7 o'clock tonight, The Ruins in Hood River, if you want to check that out. Probably a little fun there with that as well. So that's what's going on, you know, around the area today. We'll mention also on Saturday, Hood River Elks Lodge, Boots and Boogie, a night of music, dance, and support for the Kai Huggins family. And that Saturday evening, doors open at 6, suggested $20 donation at the door, and kids are welcome. Well, we probably should mention a couple things that were in the news as we're talking about things that could be taxing you. The White Salmon Valley School District Board, they did, as you heard a few moments ago, approve the resolution last night to build a K-12 campus on the location of Hinkle and Stevenson Intermediate and Columbia High School. We'll go over the whole plan with them, how this all works in future programs. But that's going to be in the February ballot, February 10th. $1.66 per thousand. On the same ballot, they've also got their renewal of their three-year educational programs operations levy, which is up a little estimated from where it has been the last cycle. The estimate is $1.60 per thousand of assessed value, and those have to be estimates, by the way, because depending on growth, property valuations, etc., that it will vary. It might be a little less than what we're talking about there. And we will talk about that further as we go on along here, but it's pretty well established. Whitson Elementary School, and we talked about this with Superintendent Rich Polkinghorne in earlier shows, Whitson Elementary School has reached a point where it no longer makes financial sense to keep doing repairs. We saw this in Hood River with Main Street Elementary School, and voters did vote for the new elementary school that stands now. There's a tipping point where you can't just maintain anymore. It's no longer worth it. It just drops off on you. The costs become too high. You have to do too much of it, and you're better off just building new. And the other part of this I didn't get to in the story this morning, but we'll get to as in the weeks leading up to it. One of the reasons they went K-12 was they can get more help from the state, more funding from the state to do a K-12 than they could just a new elementary school. And that was part of the reason they went with this. We'll talk with those involved later on down the road. Hood River County Commission, you know, they've been wrestling with the courthouse thing for a while. The state says the courthouse is, I don't know if it's considered the worst or the most or not up to date security, or whether it's the worst or right at, or with a couple other counties at the bottom, but it's at the bottom. It's been there for a long time. Only the cost to the local government to build these with what you're supposed to have. And actually, I think it was Arthur Babbitts on the county commission who phrased this rather accurately. You have to build a fortress these days for a county courthouse. And that's really a lot of the primary issue with this courthouse. There are some other issues and building needs that they're going to apply from state money to fix right away. But Hood River County's point, I think there's some other counties that are smaller making this point, that we can't afford to build these fortresses with about a 25% contribution from the state. It doesn't pencil out. I think what they came up with, the estimated rate was like $1.80 per thousand. I don't know that you could get voters here, even if you explain the predicament you're in, to go for that. And that appeared to be the consensus of the county commission, by the way. I think they were accurate on that. I think Arthur said it's insane. Well, it's actually not insane. There have been rates past White Salmon School District's asking for $1.66. You can get a rate like this, but you have to make a really good case and people really have to want it. And I'm not sure that this, frankly, is sexy enough to make that happen. I think they're right. The state should be kicking in more money for this. Now, where that comes from is a really good question. But they're going to ask for $1 million for critical infrastructure needs right now, like repairing some leaks so people don't need buckets in their office when it rains, which seems reasonable enough to request. And they're trying to hopefully see if we can get state policies changed to get more contribution from the state, which they need to get. Anyway, we'll follow that as we go on along here. Before I talk about that, next time our Hood River County folks are here. 8:54 in the morning. Tell you what's coming up tomorrow after this.
For those of us who call the Gorge home, rural healthcare isn't a luxury. It's a lifeline. It's the difference between waiting and being cared for today, between a long drive in the dark and emergency care just minutes away. At Skyline Health, rural healthcare isn't a side mission. It's who we are. We're your neighbors, investing our hearts and resources to care for this place we love. This National Rural Health Day, we celebrate those who make it possible. Skyline Health, owned by you, trusted by you, here for you. MySkylineHealth.org.
Columbia Veterinary Hospital is not your standard vet office. We are a full-service animal hospital. We have a climate-controlled space dedicated to large animals and horses. Perfect for dental work, exams, and radiology. That's not all. Acupuncture, laser therapy, ultrasound, and many other services for all your pets, large and small. Columbia Veterinary Hospital in the Dalles, your trusted partner for all your pets' needs. Find us online at columbiavet-hospital.com.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
Tomorrow on the show, Tamara Tappell from the Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce will join us. We'll talk about what's going to be going on in White Salmon coming up in a couple weeks. Their big holiday event. We'll talk about that. And we'll also talk Hood River Thanksgiving Dinner at Riverside Community Church. The annual community Thanksgiving dinner is coming up. We'll talk about how you can help, etc. Monday, City of Hood River, Mayor Paul Blackburn and City Manager Abigail Elder will join us. Plus, we'll talk to a member of the Klickitat County Commission. I think we get Ron Eirig this time. Tuesday, the Mayor of the Dalles, Richard Mays. Wednesday, Jennifer Pauletto from WAGAP will join us. Plus, we'll have a couple other things as well. And then Thursday and Friday next week, we do not have a show. We will not be on Thursday or Friday of next week because Thanksgiving holiday. Yeah, we'll be enjoying Thanksgiving with our families, etc. Actually, Cameron's going to be traveling. He's an international traveler. He'll be gone next week. Looking forward to it. As long as he catches his plane. that's the number one goal. I really wish I could have told you, don't schedule a plane on a Friday evening at a PDX trying to get there. You know, the plane will do fine. It's just it's getting to PDX is the problem. But, you know, you're younger and more patient than I am. Yeah, I'm older. Oh, no, you're saying no, you're not that patient. Okay. You're going to learn if driving there possibly the patient. Of course, we actually gave you a better route, though. I mean, Tim and I here, we're giving him an alternate route to go take the PDX, which probably most of you know out there, but I won't share because, well, I want to be able to get there and get to his plane on time. But anyway, we won't be doing a show Thursday or Friday. Of course, I'll be off doing football next weekend. So, that's what I do. That's part of that's what my job is in life. I always call those say, it's better to watch the football they pay you to watch than the football you have to pay to watch. I'd rather be getting paid to watch it, and that's what I get. So I'm fairly happy with that. But anyway, it looks like sun's starting to peek through out there, by the way. I'm just looking at the window. You know, looks like the forecast might be correct. We'll see. You know, it really was supposed to be sunny till this afternoon. So it looks like it's going to be kind of a mixed bag for a few days here. Some sun, some clouds, maybe a chance of rain, maybe not. Not much wind. That's always a good thing. Keeps us a little warmer than we would be normally with the wind blowing around the area. So hopefully you enjoy the day. And again, it was a beautiful day today. Enjoy the beauty that's out there. We got great natural beauty. Take a little while and enjoy it because you get to live in all this. But we're done. There we go. I was waiting for the music. Now I can leave. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Talk to you again on Friday.
Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today. Today.